Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC, this is Money Talking. I'm Charlie Herman.
I think our economy is on pretty solid ground.
A lot of surprises coming out of the Chinese economy over the last 6 months.
I think that middle class incomes haven't been rising in the way that middle class families hoped they would. And that's generated a great deal of frustration and anger. And some of that frustration and anger is manifesting itself in support of demagoguery.
In 2016, you wouldn't be faulted for feeling a bit anxious about the economy. Sure, jobs are being created, but wages are flat. Yes, the economy grew at the end of last year, but only by 1.4%, so that's pretty tame. And then there's the rest of the world. China's economy is slowing, Europe's a mess, and oil prices are so low, it's actually causing problems. So how worried should you be? Well, all this week, we combine forces with John Hockenberry, host of The Takeaway, to find answers to this question, calling our series The Economic Fog, Finding a Way Forward. And John, you spoke to people ranging from a former chief economist at the State Department to Larry Summers, Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton. And what is your takeaway?
What I heard from everyone was not necessarily a sense of worry, but an understanding that the numbers that we've been using in the past are changing, their contexts are changing, and we can't measure the economy the way we used to. And so it's a fog, I suppose, of our own creation, but that doesn't mean the anxiety is any less. For instance, I think the most surprising thing for me was to learn that Europe, as full of anxiety as it is about whether it's going to stay together or not, really needs to stay together for the global economy. That was absolutely a consensus. The former chief economist at the State Department said that is absolutely key, and other people said that as well.
So when you look at what's happening here in the U.S., there is economic growth and people are getting hired, and yet there's still all this anxiety and people aren't feeling good. Why is that happening?
Well, I think, you know, the U.S. compared to the rest of the world is doing terrifically well. And I think one of the really difficult problems politically as we're in this campaign is that people are looking at the numbers, listening to the stories, everything's fine, but they don't feel good. And I think in terms of real wages and in terms of the kinds of people who lost their jobs in 2008 during the financial crisis, there is an anxiety that is echoed from that very difficult crisis that hasn't been resolved.
Do you think, though, when you see the stock market at the beginning of this year, it was really fluctuating, and then you hear news about China slowing down or all these other problems that are out there, you mentioned Europe and whether or not it breaks apart, does that just kind of create this mood of where are things going, who is in charge here, what is happening?
I do think there is a sense that we're not driving our own economy anymore, that it's not anything that we can do in the United States that's going to help us. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not, but if you look at China, for instance, China slowing down does have an impact. But what economists say is the scary thing about China is we know so little about what's going on in China. The things that we see are just the tip of the iceberg. Oil prices, for instance, they're really low. That should make us happy. But they also are an indication of a general sense of the economy is slowing down. If China isn't buying oil, then the fact that oil is cheap in the United States isn't necessarily a good thing, even though consumers are clearly benefiting. And it shows in the prices and retail activity. Retail activity is strong.
When you talk to voters, when you hear from voters who call into The Takeaway, how is this affecting their outlook? What specifically are they telling you?
I think people's hopes in a general sense looking forward, and this has been exploited by Donald Trump and others in the political campaign, are less clear than they've ever been. And I think that particularly among the politically active, former middle class, white constituency in the United States that is the maddest right now, their sense of hope and expectations looking out 5-10 years is a blank. And I think that's a first.
So then where do we go from here after your talks with all these different people? Do you have a sense of like a course forward?
I have a really strong sense that in the United States, there are two possible scenarios that we're going to see in the next 5 years develop. Number one, I think there's a lot of really good news in the economy. It's at the lower level. It's at the sort of small business level. It's at the entrepreneurial level. It's in the service economy. And I think there is wealth slowly growing and developing. And we're going to just sort of see that move slowly forward over the next 5 years, and we're going to feel better, not wildly better, but we're going to feel better. The other scenario is that the financial uplift that we've been given by the Federal Reserve, quantitative easing and all the things that have been done.
The efforts to really goose the economy.
That's right. Keeping interest rates low or nearly at zero. That's going to come off, and it'll either come off in a very gradual way and we'll have a malaise that will be slow, or it will come off in a shock and that will be bad.
What's the thing that surprised you the most in talking to people who spend their life studying the economy?
I think what surprised me the most is how little manufacturing matters anymore. I think that,
despite all the talk about trying to bring it back, despite all the rhetoric.
I think that manufacturing is important, but not to any individual country. Manufacturing is something that's going on the planet, and it moves from country to country.
From China to Vietnam to
Bangladesh to Canada sometimes, and that's going to continue to move. But that there is job creation taking place in all kinds of other sectors, and that's fine too. It's not the same kind of job as manufacturing, but then manufacturing jobs today aren't the high-paid jobs that they once were. And so I don't think manufacturing jobs have the same luster that they used to.
So it doesn't sound like you're incredibly hopeful necessarily about where our next couple of years are, no matter who's president.
I think what I'm hopeful about is that there's stability. I think if I'm realistic, it's that America is losing this sense of having to constantly evaluate ourselves on the basis of being the greatest blank in the world, the biggest power, the most powerful military, the strongest economy, the best place in the world. I think we're realistically focusing on some of our problems in the United States, and I think that's a really good thing. It's going to be tough, but I think it means on the other side we're going to have some real substantial progress.
Well, John, thank you.
Thanks. Charlie, it's always great to talk to you.
John Hockenberry is the host of The Takeaway. You can hear all his conversations about China, Europe, and the U.S. at thetakeaway.org. The series is called The 2016 Economic Fog, Finding a Way Forward. And I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.